From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Mexican authorities have recaptured notorious drug cartel kingpin El Chapo. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto confirmed Joaquin Guzman's capture first on Twitter and then in a speech Friday afternoon in Mexico City.
Su localización, seguimiento.
He said the discovery, pursuit, and recapture of El Chapo are the results of the joint work of the intelligence, security, and prosecutors of the Justice Departments of the Mexican state. Guzman had escaped from a maximum security prison in July by using a 1.5-kilometer-long underground tunnel that was dug in secret from his cell to a nearby village. The escape was a major embarrassment to President Peña Nieto, who had been praised for his administration's aggressive push against Mexico's top drug lords. The Sinaloa cartel controls most of the border crossings for illegal drugs between Mexico and the United States. It is known for an elaborate network of tunnels built underneath the border to transport cocaine, methamphetamines, and marijuana. U.S. officials have arrested two refugees from Iraq on terrorism charges, but it does not appear that they were planning any attacks in the United States. Als Mohammed Yunus Al-Jayab was arrested in Sacramento, California, and charged with making false statements involving international terrorism. Omar Faraj Saeed Al-Hardan was arrested in Houston, Texas, and is accused of attempting to provide material support, including training and expert advice and assistance, to the Islamic State group. Both men were Palestinians from Iraq who have been in the United States for several years. This is VOA News. A gunman claiming to have pledged allegiance to the Islamic State terror group ambushed a police officer as he sat in his marked car in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Thursday night. Police Commissioner Richard Ross says that 33-year-old Officer Jesse Hartnett was struck three times in the left arm but managed to fire back and hit 30-year-old Richard Archer, who was later apprehended. The suspect said he had carried out the attack because of his Islamic beliefs. However, Friday, Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney said the attack had nothing to do with Islam.
That is abhorrent. It's terrible, and it does not represent the religion in any way, shape, or form, or any of its teachings. This is a criminal with a stolen gun who tried to kill one of our officers. Has nothing to do with being a Muslim or following the Islamic faith.
U.S. authorities have been on high alert following Islamic State-linked attacks in recent months in Paris, France, and San Bernardino, California. Well, it could be your chance to be a billionaire. The Powerball lottery jackpot in the United States has reached a record so far of $800 million. The next drawing is Saturday night. As Alberto Pimienta reports, the huge jackpot, which could swell to as much as $1 billion by drawing time, has people lining up for hours for a chance at instant wealth.
For the first time in American history, someone could win $800 million in the Powerball lottery. Hundreds of thousands of people around the nation are lining up, sometimes for hours, to get their tickets. The previous record was $656 million in 2012 in the Mega Millions lottery. And even though the odds of winning is 1 in 292 million, people already have plans about what they would do with the money.
Pay off all my debt, buy a new home.
Be honest with you, I'll probably give most of it away.
I would pay Donald Trump to drop out of the race.
If there's no lucky ticket on Saturday, the prize could go up to $1 billion for the next drawing. Alberto Pimienta for VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. economy had a net gain of 292,000 jobs in December. The U.S. Department of Labor says the unemployment rate remained at 5%. Mark Hamrick of Bankrate.com said by Skype the report offers a positive start to the new year. Despite the good news, stocks closed lower on Wall Street, with all three major indexes lower. European stocks were also down on Friday, while Asian markets closed mixed. And President Obama vetoed legislation that would have repealed major portions of his signature domestic achievement, the Affordable Care Act. It also sought to end federal funding for Planned Parenthood. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.